We decided to take news and notes on the road and hang out with a bunch of teenagers and young adults who had come out to clean up Compton Creek in Compton, California, just outside of Los Angeles, on a cloudy weekend. Boost Mobile Rock Corps was running this volunteer project. DJs were setting up in a big mobile van to keep everyone energized. And the volunteers were putting on big yellow boots and gloves as they got ready to head on down to the creek to start getting rid of loads of debris. First, a message to be careful in the small stream of water.
Because it's not rainwater. This water is from people washing their cars, people hosing off their sidewalks instead of sweeping. This is just urban slobber.
I'm standing now at a very polluted section of Compton Creek in Compton, California, where about 100 volunteers, mostly teenagers and young adults, have come to take part in Boost Mobile Rock Corps' cleanup event. Andrea Drummer is the program manager.
Boost Mobile Rock Corps is an organization that empowers young people to just come out and volunteer and give back to their communities, and we just use the power of music in doing that. It's a four-hour experience, but it's really about community and giving back, and for that 4 hours, you know, they get to come to an amazing concert. A lot of these kids have never had the opportunity to attend a concert of this caliber.
So tell me the logistics. A kid comes out and volunteers, and after the 4 hours, they get a ticket to a concert, or how does it work?
Yeah, they sign in. We register them online. They come in. They see their name on a list. We check them off. We give them a fly T-shirt, some gloves. They come out and work, whether it's a food bank here. We're at Compton Creek. They'll clean up for 4 hours. We feed them. So music is playing. A DJ comes out. K-Rock is here today.
Kids out here at Compton Creek are finding just about everything.
Yeah, let me drop this possum off really quickly, and then I'll come back up.
Perry Chandler, a Rock Corps staffer, is carrying a large garbage bag as she walks down an incline towards the creek.
Sorry. What's that? A possum.
A possum.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the kinds of things you're finding here?
Anything and everything. Anything and everything. Apparently there's some, there's a dog somewhere over there that we might come into contact with some puppies.
Yeah,
anything can be out here. There could be dirty instruments out here. There can be needles or syringes out here. Just so that they know to let us know, we'll take care of those things, need to clear it out. Also sometimes that we do have homeless people that have created habitats underneath the underpasses and the bridges and whatnot, but that we're not to disturb those people. We're just here trying to create a better environment, make a clean environment, and just to let things be as they are. If they're already existing here, that's fine. We're just here to make it a better place and a more beautiful place.
My name is Sheila Hood.
My name is Cordy Williams.
Now, how did you all find out about this event?
On a billboard. And then we just called in, and then I called back to see if they had any more community service available, and they did. And then I
now we're here.
Got my boyfriend to do it, and then I called my cousin to do it, which is Sheila, and I had my friends to do it, so everybody signed up.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you interested? You saw it on the billboard, but...
Well, because I wanted to go to the concert.
Yeah, I see him again. Yeah. I like him.
You talked about some of the people who are going to be at the concert.
Yeah.
So who's... Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Young Jesus.
The gang. That's my future husband. He just don't know it yet.
My name is Trini.
Trini Jordan is an adult who is volunteering.
I'm from Long Beach.
You're from Long Beach.
Not far.
You pass by this creek often then?
I do. And I never realized. Once over here, it's overwhelming. It's so much. I'm like never-ending
like
trash. And I teach my son. He's out here. He's volunteering, too.
Are you going to be going to the concert
yes,
as well?
Yes, I'm going to take him.
Do you think kids need a push to actually volunteer and get interested in that idea?
Yes, I think they do. I think some of us, sometimes some adults, we need that as well. We just need to be reminded there's more to life than just getting. We all should give more, I think.
We're here representing the Boys and Girls Club of Carson.
Yep.
This is a group of 14 and 16-year-olds, Mike and Jesse Nunez, Francisco Cervantes, and Ashley Talsaga. Mike holds up a dirty sock he's pulled from the creek.
So
what are you finding out here?
Cans and everything, like trash.
Basically, we're like finding like stuff we eat, like, you know, wrappers and like soda cans.
Styrofoam cups.
Yep. Like chip bags. They didn't tell us that we were getting anything. We thought we were just volunteering. But then afterwards, they told us that we were getting a ticket, and we were just, we were all just yelling.
Yeah, we got happy.
Screaming.
We were happy.
They told us the game was going to be there. We all started screaming.
You want to swim in the ocean, and with all this in there, it's not good.
Boost Mobile Rock Corps has partnered with Heal the Bay, trying to restore this 2.5-mile reach of the creek into a thriving wetland. Heal the Bay's executive director, Mark Gold, says this creek is probably the most polluted in the entire state. And he expects the young volunteers to learn quite a bit as they help to clean it up.
It's a real eye-opening experience. Nobody thinks that anywhere could be this trashed. You're just sort of like, how can something in today's society look like this does? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely repugnant. And obviously, we're not doing what we need to keep the trash out of the storm drain system. And all of that ends up in our creeks, our rivers, beaches, and bay. And that's obviously something that's just not tolerated.
Now, the goal of Rock Corps is obviously to get young kids interested in volunteering in projects like this, using music as kind of their hook. How is it for you to see these young people out here today helping to clean up the creek?
It's great. I think the cause itself to actually provide an incentive to get kids motivated and really make a difference is exactly what's needed. And so to see someone else take it to the next level from the standpoint of innovation and being able to provide a reward for 4 hours of hard work is just great.
Rock Corps also cleaned this creek a year ago, and program manager Andrea Drummer says it's a little depressing to see it in such bad shape again, but it gives the Boost Mobile Rock Corps an opportunity to drive a message home.
We got to get these kids to care about their community, to come out here and do the work, and hopefully they make the connection that, hey, that's my potato chip bag. You know, I'm contributing to this mess, so I got to be a part of the solution as well.